What's the word stiff in Spanish?
All I know is yo tengo nosotros. Come on.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy. Come on, like, is that what? How you doing, buddy? ESPYs tonight.
Okay.
We went over every category last night. Why would you?
That's why I won't be watching tonight. Right. Hey, you know what happened 15 years ago? Joe Lacob bought the Warriors.
Are you kidding me?
15 years ago. Yeah.
And he's got four titles.
Wow.
Yep.
In 15.
Yeah, and you're going to start getting mad at him.
I could never get mad at him.
Because 15 years after he bought the team, they're just they're sitting tight right now.
No, and they've had
a
baby.
What's a guy got to do to not get criticized?
They produced another child, the Valkyries. He's winning, man. Joe Lacob can't miss. 10-10. No, it ain't about the record. It's about what we talked about, the pizzazz, the energy, the action around the Vals. Who play today?
Who we got?
I'm mad. Dude, you got me. Hold on.
Oh. Let's go to Marv. Marv's in Livermore.
Our man.
Hey, Marv, how you doing?
Good, good, good. How you guys doing?
All right, well. Marv. They play the Storm.
Mm. Hey, great show as always. I don't know if you remember, I was the one that said probably about 10 days ago what Kuminga should do as a sign that qualifying offer, and that limits the Warriors greatly in what they can do in trading him now and in the future for what they could get in return. But the other thing is for you, Goo, I got a question for you. We got to put the rat on the table.
Okay. Look at you.
Is, when you look at what the Warriors have in action for free agents, whether they're mid-level or not, look at the two stars, Jimmy Butler and Steph, and then compare that just to the Western Conference, where you look at if Kawhi's healthy, he's the best player. You look at it, OKC, they got multiple best players. You look at Houston, they got better. And so why would anybody relatively good look at the Warriors as a destination to come to, even with the chef? It doesn't make sense that they would pick the Warriors over Clippers, Houston, OKC, or anybody else in the West.
No, I love that.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'd be worried about, too.
Right, but you can't be worried about the price when you don't have money. And that's what we've known going into the offseason, right? So I get what he's saying, and Bradley Beal is a low-budget version of that, if the Warriors were even interested. But I feel like what he was saying, and shout-out to our guy that called, Steiny, that's kind of unrealistic because we didn't have money to go try to get Beyonce.
Well, then there shouldn't be disappointment, but there is.
Well, yeah, because you want to make moves around the edges. And Jonathan Kuminga is one of those moves. I'm telling Dub Nation, you better hope he comes back.
Why? You know what? Listen, I got to be honest with you. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? He's not a high priority for the Warriors. They don't think that if they bring him back, they're a significantly better team.
Wow.
And they don't think if they don't bring him back, they're a significantly worse team. I can't read into it any differently, right?
Well, there's a B-side to what you're saying. We're going to find out. And if somehow
I think
season,
we're finding out. Steiny. I mean, if he's back here, you know, you want to say miss me. If he's back here, miss me with a kumbaya, because we know better. We know if he comes back here, it's probably going to be to be moved later in the season.
Wow, man. That's disheartening.
And you know what?
I'm looking at this bench, and who can you rely on lo and behold, I go here. If Jimmy or Steph got hurt, Steiny, they don't got Jordan Poole. And I'm not hating on anybody on the team right now, man. What thumper do you got that you could rely on or keep you afloat scoring-wise for a week or two or three? I just look at it different, man. I'll own it.
Let's go to Austin. Austin's in San Francisco. Hey, Austin, what's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much. I just want to say this, man. I love Curry, I love Draymond, but it's about time to hit that restart button, even though the Warriors don't want to do it. You know, the GOAT had to do it, and the Bulls had to do it. They had to hit that restart button. It's time to let go. Everybody's gone. All the assets, all the plays gone. Durant's gone. Jordan Poole got punched out. He's gone. Now Looney's gone. I hate to say it. It's over with. They're not trying to get the keys to Kuminga. Oh, yeah. Did I mention we lost our big man on Wiseman? Didn't even get a man the chance. It's just everything is just going downhill. They can't win with the team that they got. All respect to Butler and Draymond and Curry. And another thing, they never found a replacement for Draymond. Just to back up what he do on the court. Just like when David Lee went down off the injury. Draymond's getting older. He's moving slower. That's just like an injury to me. Man, it's over with. It's about time to move on, man. Go get one of the Ball brothers or whatnot. You know?
I hear you, Austin. I think a lot of Warrior fans are.
Yeah, I hope he's wrong, man.
Like, at this point, you know, move it. What did he say? You got to move on. Yeah. I'm not taking a shot at Austin. I don't know what that means right now.
I'm with you because you can't with Jimmy and Steph and Dre on this team.
To me, the biggest move this team could make would be to move Draymond Green. I don't think they're not moving Curry, and I can't imagine that there's a big clamor for Jimmy Butler. I just can't.
No, not with 56 this year?
Well, not only this year, but the year after. And also, you got to just understand that some teams aren't going to be interested in Jimmy Butler because of his past. It's all on Kuminga and the Warriors because they got to figure out what they're doing. How about this? How about LeBron James? Mark Stein.
Really hard to trade for him. It's just it's a very short list of teams that can even put together an offer with contracts that the Lakers would be willing to accept because the Lakers don't want to take back long-term money. So, I mean, trading, and LeBron has a no-trade clause. And LeBron and Beal have the only full no trade clauses in the NBA. So it's like to come up with a trade with contracts involved that the Lakers would take and a destination that LeBron would bless, that's a really tough needle to thread. So that's why I just don't think a trade is realistic, and a buyout makes no sense for the Lakers. If you buy LeBron out, I mean, frankly, the Warriors would be right at the doorstep along with the Mavs. Like, hey, we'll happily sign LeBron James if he was willing to come here on a minimum. And who would blame them in that scenario? But what incentive do the Lakers have to do that? Like, it really doesn't compute.
Wow, man. So he's not going anywhere.
No,
he said,
in
what
fact,
incentive? Go ahead.
In fact, there's reports coming out that LeBron's probably not going anywhere.
Wow.
And of course, Giannis. Not available. What do you think about this? This is from the 510. The Warriors going all in for another run for Steph Curry was a big mistake.
Well, had they got swept with Curry healthy, I could understand somebody going there. But the fact that they won game one on the road and him playing a quarter, doesn't that just get you a little excited of what could have been? So I'm not ready. I need to see this year. And then I'd be like, okay, maybe there's something to that. But the one, and you know I'm different, Stoney, the one thing I would sell Dub Nation on in losing the series was the what if Curry doesn't get hurt.
And that's why, to me, if you're a true believer that this team could have beaten the Timberwolves with Steph Curry, then we believe that this is a 50-win team because of what they were after Jimmy Butler arrived.
But the possibility, I feel like, Steiny, you are disrespecting and ignoring is Looney didn't mean anything when he played. GP2 didn't mean anything when he played. And Kuminga, if he leaves, didn't mean anything. You're not going to have those three guys, possibly.
Well, the way I would look at it is Horford's better than Looney. Melton healthy is better than Gary Payton II. And we'll figure out what to do with Kuminga.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm sure the Warriors, if that's what they end up with, are going to think that they improved the team, and they might have. As harsh as this is to hear or to say, I mean, look, I like them, but Looney and GP2 to me...
No, nothing?
No, not really. I mean, I'm not saying they didn't help. Of course they helped. They helped a long time ago. And I don't know that I mean, if you're the Warriors, would you have paid Kevon Looney $8 million a year? Would you have given Looney $16 million over two? That feels like a lot to me for him right now.
Wow, Steiny. I mean, it feels like a lot because for whatever reason, their intel felt like he wasn't worthy of playing more minutes. And he told us in the soundbite, he didn't understand it. What do I got to do to show you I can answer the bell? And then you play me in game seven against the Rockets and I show you, you know, I got a pulse. So I'm with you on the asking the question, but I feel like we've been past knowing the answer. That was a choice for him not to play. I just like, I'm second guessing that. And the Jets and him, Steiner, you better have Horford. You know, I get it, but you better have Horford.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. All right. Here's one thing I wanted to get to today. Scottie Scheffler, probably the best golfer on planet Earth, is playing in the Open Championship this weekend.
Wow.
Otherwise known as the British Open, but its proper name is the Open Championship. And he's won a lot of majors. What's he won, three or four? I think he's won four majors.
Damn.
And he was talking about his life as a professional golfer. And I'm going to play something for you. I'm going to play the whole thing first because I just think it's fascinating. And I think there's a lot of stuff that Scheffler says that reinforce some of the things that we think about athletes. But just, this is Scottie Scheffler, the greatest golfer probably right now on planet Earth, about how fulfilled he is in his life.
It feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for like a few minutes. It only lasts a few minutes, that kind of euphoric feeling. And I like to win the Byron Nelson Championship at home. I literally worked my entire life to become good at golf, to have an opportunity to win that tournament. And you win it, you celebrate, get to hug my family, my sister's there. It's such an amazing moment. And then it's like, okay, now what are we going to eat for dinner? You know, life goes on. Is it great to be able to win tournaments and to accomplish the things I have in the game of golf? Yeah. I mean, it brings tears to my eyes just to think about, because it's literally worked my entire life to become good at this sport, and to have that kind of sense of accomplishment, I think is a pretty cool feeling. You know, to get to live out your dreams is very special. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not out here to inspire the next generation of golfers. I'm not here to inspire somebody else to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You know, this is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of like the deepest, you know, places of your heart. You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life, and then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world, and then they're like, what's the point? And you know, I really do believe that, because you know, what is the point? You're like, why do I want to win this tournament so bad? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year, it's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly? I don't know. Because if I win, it's going to be awesome for about 2 minutes. And then we're going to get to the next week, and it's going to be like, hey, you won two majors this year. How important is it for you to win the FedEx Cup playoffs? And it's just like, we're back here again, you know? So we really do. We work so hard for such little moments. And, you know, I'm kind of a sicko. I love putting in the work. I love being able to practice. I love getting out to live out my dreams. But at the end of the day, sometimes I just don't understand the point. You know, because I don't know if I'm making any sense or not, but am I not? it's just one of those deals. You know, I love the challenge. I love being able to play this game for a living. It's one of the greatest joys of my life. But does it fill the deepest, you know, wants and desires of my heart? Absolutely not.
All right. I feel like when I heard that, there's so much there. And I just think it's very interesting. Like, let me ask you this, Coop.
Okay, because I wrote down, you left, you and Kenny left. Mm-hmm. I played it two, three more times, and I just jotted my notes as if I was a therapist or just a friend, but go ahead.
My first thought is something that I've always kind of believed, and that is it's not that these professional athletes don't care.
All right.
They care, and they work hard, but they don't sweat it. Like, when we say, oh, boy, you know, Scheffler, does he going to get a fifth major at the Open Championship? It's like, that's not, like, he doesn't worry about that, I don't think. He's going to go out this weekend, he's going to play as well as he can play, and then that's it. Like, it's over, and he'll move on, and then people will talk about, Scheffler didn't get it done. He's probably kicking himself, but he's not. He's not kicking himself. He did the best he could. He didn't win. Like, this is where I'm convinced, like, once a game's over, fans care more about the players. Fans care more than the players. Players know how to move on.
That, well, wow.
That's, yeah. Like, that's the one thing that one of the things I took of it is these guys don't sweat the results as much as we think they do. Like, I said this before the show, and people are going to disagree with it. I think Warrior fans want a fifth ring for Steph more than Steph wants a fifth ring.
See, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But I get you. And go ahead.
Again, it's going to sound like I'm saying he doesn't want a fifth ring. Of course he wants a fifth ring, and he's going to do everything he can do to win that fifth ring. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Right.
And he's fine. Like, he'll be fine.
Right.
He's not going to lose sleep 10 years from now because they didn't get a fifth ring.
Well, I'll say this for one. I appreciate that openness and that ability to take us there. And you know what it reminded me of? I'm being real, Steiny. Kevin Durant's championship and him telling Steve Nash he didn't feel fulfilled. So that's a Scottie Scheffler thing. But Scottie Scheffler, it's interesting, Steiny. I'm not dare trying to make this a blanket statement for all the athletes. No, we can't. And it's kind of easy for him to tell us that, knowing that he's already climbed the mountaintop. And I would double back and say, you are a prime example of family over everything, Scottie. You love your family. Nothing should come in between it. And we got that. But I also jotted down, he loves what he's doing. He's put in the work. And I'll tell Scheffler, okay, because he sounded a little Brett Favre-ish when he said, I'm not here to inspire the next generation. Well, you're doing that and you're not even trying. That's how much the next Scottie Scheffler is trying to follow your footsteps. And Steiny, you could be right. I don't want a guy or a gal that doesn't win it to go get a bottle of Jack Daniels or they missed a game-winning shot and with a revolver to their head. I know that's not how it goes down, but damn it, I believe the greats like Scheffler, Tiger, LeBron, what about the ones, these single athletes that don't have that support system or family and ball is their life? I'm not saying that's the way to go, but everybody doesn't see it like that. So I saw a guy that had great perspective just on life, and I'm with everything he was putting down in regard to, you know, nothing is more important than me being with my son and my family. So I get that, but I would say, Steiny, just being who I am, it's kind of easy for Scotty to say that because he's climbed that mountaintop.
Yeah, and to me, that's a big part of it. The money is a monster part of it. Scheffler's made well over $100 million in his career.
Wow.
But now let's extrapolate that to all these guys in the NBA who make boatloads of money and the baseball players who make boatloads of money. It's like they're not impacted by fans. Like they live in a bubble. And they're not impacted by fans. And there's a large segment of these athletes that when they lose or they don't succeed and people talk about them like they're losers or they're critical that they can't win the big one, they don't care because they're not in that bubble. They're not, a lot of them aren't listening. They're rich as hell. They still work hard, but they realize that they don't have control over every single result. So it's like if you want to debate whether somebody's career is unfulfilled because they haven't won a title, I don't really buy it anymore. I think they prepare, they play, and they move on after the game.
It's interesting you say that too, because the money's a big component to this. But again, people, I'm not trying to be Dr. Phil. I'm not Tupac. I can't judge anybody, and I won't. But now you got me thinking with what you just said, Stani, they're all human at the end of the day. And Kevin Durant, no children as of yet, not married. So there's an experience factor there that he hasn't gone down in regard to being a parent, and maybe he doesn't want to be. My point being is, you got me thinking of what he told Nash when he won and he still wasn't fulfilled. When I hear an athlete say that, that's bigger than ball to me. Like, I don't put fans, that's bigger than any fan reaction for Durant. That's him searching for something else and finding himself. And maybe one day he will. But damn, Stani, you got me thinking, will we ever know the athlete that let's just say the one that doesn't win it all, how much he cares about what 95.7 The Game and WEEI are saying? Like, I guess how will we ever know who's doing it to that degree?
I don't think we ever will.
I think LeBron Kurt cares. Steph told us
he cares.
Steph told us he hears everything. They all, okay.
I mean, that.
I got you. They all care.
Steph said he hears everything, but it doesn't mean anything. Like, he hears it.
You don't think it's motivation for some?
The last thing he said was he doesn't need that for his own motivation up in Tahoe this weekend. But 888-957-9570 is the number. When you hear a guy like Scottie Scheffler say, yeah,
like he's golf, not cheating the game.
Well, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
So he's a golfer, and he said, golf doesn't fulfill me. Okay. Does being on the radio fulfill me?
Now, I'm ready for this answer. No, dude, this is real.
It doesn't.
It does for me.
Okay, that's
great.
But we're
different. But you don't give it any less. You don't try any less or harder. And I respect your opinion.
No, I come in and I do the show. And that's what I do. And it's my job. I'm a radio guy.
But do you feel blessed that you have this opportunity?
Yes and no. I mean, no.
No, I get it.
Because I have two parents that spoke English well, and I went to college and I learned how to write and I pursued that. That's what Scheffler's saying, is that, you know, he worked his whole life to be here. So do you feel blessed? Well, yes, but not really, because I worked my ass off. And I think, like, the other thing I heard Scheffler say is, like, it's the same for a guy working on an assembly line. Does he feel fulfilled by that? No, he doesn't. But that's what that guy does to make money, make a living, and you got to find fulfillment in other places.
But he did also say, Stani, he loves golfing.
He does. You can love golf with all your heart,
okay,
and not win a tournament and walk off the course and go la-di-da, la-di-da, right, because you can't win every tournament.
Wow, man. So, Stani, I do feel like, we got two different backgrounds, but I don't feel like you're cheating a radio game because this is a job to you, and you know, there's a line around the corner that would love to be on the mic, but
right.
Wow.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What are you hearing when you hear Scottie Scheffler talk like that? I also want to play some other stuff that kind of is up the same alley, but when you hear Scottie Scheffler say golf doesn't fulfill him, do you understand, or do you say, man, this guy just doesn't get it? 888-957-9570. And don't forget, we continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. And today we're giving one lucky listener a Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift certificate to Laughing Monk Brewing. The Warriors prize pack includes a hat, t-shirts, bobblehead, and a collectible pin. Listen at 12:30 to learn how you can win.
I don't like this Mickey Mouse stuff with our, you know what that was equivalent of?
What?
An NBA All-Star game. Oh, it's tied. Let's have a three-point contest to win it.
Yeah.
No. Finish the game or don't play it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Guru, not happy about the way the All-Star game finished.
I'm good.
That's
now.
What happens when people don't care.
Yeah. I need to get some random stuff out the way real quick.
Oh.
I'm like a jukebox.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I got so many takes. It's like, you know, the jukebox has records.
Yeah, a lot of times those, you know, there's a lot of those songs aren't very good. They're just on the jukebox because they have to fill the space.
So last year, real quick, this happened Sunday, and I got to address it. So the boss, I think he's pretty good on Twitter, Stoney. I ain't kissing butt. I think he's pretty good on Twitter. And he tweeted out of nowhere, Kenny, I don't know if you and Cam caught this, each host and what their sport is, who would be the best at it. Okay. So I got kind of upset because he put me in basketball, and I'm in all three of them. But anyway, I followed up with, hey, I hit a softball at the company softball game. You were out of town on vacation last year, Scotty. Oh, if you forgot, 300 feet. So he responds with video that I thought was deleted. We'd hit the ship before the game, and my first swing, I missed it, spent, and fell. I thought that was gone. He tweeted that out without tweeting a homer. So I respond, obviously, what happened the next pitch. But it got me to thinking, are we going to have the second annual 95-7 game, the softball game? So I just tweeted Butcher Boy, who put it together. But why would we not? It's almost August. Well, we need that as a team and a station. It was awesome.
Why do we need it? What do we need about it?
Camaraderie.
We have that every day when we come in here. Oh.
Are you?
Hey, don't
you go into Cobb's comedy with that?
Are you seeing a pattern here with Shasky? We go do half his show yesterday. Right. Now he wants us to do something with him after our
Butch,
show.
This would be paying us back, but we need to do it. And you weren't there, Vontae, at first, honey. Yeah. He went to glove. Anyway.
So let me explain something, because we were talking about the Scotty Scheffler comments, and I'm going to play them again in a second. But, you know, he said, golf doesn't fulfill me. And so I said, this job doesn't fulfill me either. And you said, it does for you. And I think that's because you and I have had different paths here.
No doubt.
But what I'm getting at is I prepare like the best I can. I come in, I do the best job I can. Hopefully, you know, people listen to me and they like us. And
I can say it ratings.
I can have this job for, you know, a few more years. But when I leave, I don't know. I don't feel like I just got out of church.
Yeah, I got you.
And
I get you, Stoney. I know you don't cheat the game, but I leave here like, boy, I'm blessed because, Stoney, I guess me winning the contest, me not going to school for this, I'm living out my dream job, you know, and you're not.
No, I kind of am. I am, but I also
Family is more important to both of us, though, right?
Sure.
And that's why you were down yesterday. Okay, your dad are going back to school.
Okay, then why did this bother everybody? Anthony Rendon.
How does your pro and con list today compare to what it was like 10 years ago?
It's a lot different. I'm married. I have 4 kids. My priorities have changed since I was in my early 20s. So definitely my perspective on baseball has been more skewed.
Is it still a top priority for you, though?
That's never been a top priority for me. This is a job. So I do this to make a living. My faith, my family come first before this job. So if those things come before it, I'm leaving.
Is it a priority?
Oh, it's a priority for sure. This is my job. I'm here, aren't I?
Do you want to be here?
I don't want to talk to you guys at 7 in the morning or whatever time it is. So,
do you want to like be here playing baseball?
I have answered your question. So why do you keep picking at it?
Oh, yeah, you technically answered it.
Thank you.
That was last year at spring training.
Whoa. So
same thing, right? Isn't that the same as what Scheffler said?
But, Stoney, it's nuanced.
Okay.
Baseball comes easy to Anthony Rendon. And he's telling you because he's had 4 children, and I get it, and been married, life and his perspective on things are different. So baseball, now hearing that, I'm not mad at him as I once was. He's not telling you he's being a lazy ass. It's obvious that he's not a lazy ass because he would have never gotten to the juncture that he's at now. But it is obvious to me that troll, that reporter, I got to be careful, was looking for something to kind of set him up and get scorned by the fans,
He
did say, and what's sad to me is Rendon looks at baseball maybe because he's so good and I couldn't understand it, is a job like you do this.
It is a job. It's how he earns his livelihood. And that's to me, that's where the biggest disconnect is. And if you want to jump into the conversation, 888-957-9570, just talking about how much, and I get it, we're lumping everybody in, but how much do these athletes care? And I absolutely, this is the way I look at it. During the game, obviously the athletes care a lot, as much or more than fans. But I'm sorry, when the game's over, the fans care more than the players. And you know why I would say something like that? How you came in today feeling about the end of that All-Star game.
Okay.
You were not, you know, you didn't like it. They don't care. That's just what happened last night. The game was over and they like move on. That's why when I always laugh inside when, oh, the Giants, they lost a tough game last night. Boy, they're going to be down and out. No, they're not.
But you don't think Devers is feeling?
No, I don't think Devers is feeling. I do not think Devers is feeling squat. I think Rafael Devers will go to the ballpark Friday. He'll take his batting practice. He'll try to be as good as he can.
All right.
But after that, these guys know that's all they can do. They can do their best, but they can't control the result. So, and I think it really bothers people that they have like when people say, well, playoff game, game six, Warriors have a game to play. How could the Warriors come out and not be ready? Well, it's not that simple that they weren't ready. It's that the other team was playing at a level that they couldn't get, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now we got a game seven and they go home and go to sleep and get ready for it. And Warrior fans lament that they didn't play hard enough.
But can you admit on air, Stoney, it's not about you, that we've seen players, men and women, dog it or be lazy and they own it because they're not trying to do anything else, Stoney? I'm just telling you, I keep bringing it back to us, and maybe that's not a good thing because we're not pro, but I'm going here. When we have successful ratings, my steak or my walk in the park with my kid, they don't know. It's a little sweeter when I know whatever I do, even when I was in sales, if I was top dog, it just, everything I did with the family hit different. But even when I wasn't top and maybe I was on a write-up, they would never know it. I still was spending quality time. But Stoney, that enhances everything I do when my job is going well. So to say that LeBron and Steph Curry and even Draymond, That number five doesn't matter?
No, I didn't say it doesn't matter.
I got you.
I'm saying
you didn't.
I think it matters more to fans than them because they are going to approach their job the same way they've always approached it, and it's either going to happen or it's not, and I think they all know that. How about this one from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line? It's like an actor or actors.
Okay.
You think they care that much when a movie they are in stinks or bombs? It bothers moviegoers and fans more.
Mm-hmm.
It does. They got paid.
But you don't think Denzel, De Niro, and Pacino
they do the best
care
they can
about just the box office number?
No.
They're a part of why it's always, you know, astronomical. Stoney, it's why they are who they are.
They do the best they can, but one actor does not make the movie a World Series winner. So Denzel Washington goes onto a movie set, does the best he can, then leaves, watches the movie. Oh, my God, this thing stinks. Oh, well, I did the best I could. I took the role. Now I got to move on.
Stiney,
there's a lot about acting you can't control.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, you never know how the movie turns out, apparently.
What about Academy Awards? That's what they strive for. Well, they get to read the script before they accept it.
Can I play you this?
Go ahead.
And I'm going to get to some calls right after
they
this.
They care. I'm with you.
Xander Schauffele.
Okay.
Another golfer. Two-time major winner. He also won the Olympic gold medal. Listen to this exchange with reporters earlier this week. They ask him where all his stuff is.
You say you don't have any trophies?
No.
Where are they? My parents' house, probably, in a bank vault. I think that's where some of the one of the trophies was. You know, when they travel,
including the gold medal.
I actually have no idea where that is, to be completely honest.
It's great to know.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
What am I going to do with it? I don't really invite people over to my house, so what am I just go look at it myself? You know what I mean? That's just my that's how I feel about it. You know, it's like I don't want to walk into a trophy room and be like, oh, look how great I am. You know what I mean? You know, I think I was just raised to think that way, and it's kind of stuck. I really don't sit at home, and you know what I mean? My wife hung up some pictures of me in my gym of me winning the Olympic medal, and she put it so high up I can't reach it, and you know, I have to get a ladder now, and it bothers me, you know. If anything, you know, put up me in a master's jacket, that would piss me off, you know what I mean? Something like that is more motivating than all right, that's not great. I don't want to look at that, you know what I mean?
What would you rather be up on the wall?
Photo of my dogs or nothing. A clock, maybe. I'm always late, so maybe a clock would be good for me.
Why would a guy who spent his entire life trying to be the best golfer he has and has reached the pinnacle not know where his stuff is?
But that's,
and I get it, okay. It's different. Right, yeah. But why? How, explain to me the rationale.
Okay, we're all different. And some people are introverts, Donnie. They don't like reading their press clippings, and others take pictures of it and got it as their wallpaper on their phone. All I can tell you is, what was my guy's name? Because I hadn't heard of
Xander Schauffele.
He's a funny guy, but Donnie, he's not cheating the game because he's won and he's earned those trophies. So what he does with them is totally different to me and is his prerogative. But Ken, don't judge me. And I know Cam is back there, Stani. I love analogies. And this is going to be the worst one, but it's real. There are some guys that have their way with women because they're so good looking, they could turn down dates. And there's others that break out in acne. I know them and seen them because they can't get a date. And they marvel at, wow, how could Steiny turn down Lola Falana on a date? Well, you know why Steiny can do it? Because he's got a million people in line to go out with him because they deem him good looking. So that's what I take from that soundbite is he's got the trophies. It comes secondhand because he's good at golf. But Steiny, I don't make an assessment on his love for the game because he doesn't know where his trophies are and he doesn't stare at them.
Yeah, no, I think that's I found that interesting.
But did you decipher anything about him loving golf or not because of that answer?
No, I think what it tells me is we all think these guys live, breathe it 24 hours a day.
I do.
They don't. And he's telling you they don't. He's telling you they put the work in. They play the game or play the round and they move on. I just don't think stuff sticks with the majority of guys. Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. He's been hanging in there for a while. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
I'm great. Good morning, guys. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Back at you.
I got 2 points about the Scheffler, but can I make a quick shout out to all the people that are the fire monitors at the Chase Arena, who work all the concerts, all the games, and make sure if they see smoke or flame, it's taken care of, and keep all the dub fans safe.
All right. Wow.
I really appreciate good their job. Work. So about Scheffler, I'd be much more interested to have heard whoever was asking the questions. Well, what are some of your heart's greatest desires? Just to see what he'd say about that. And the other thing is, maybe he's too young. I'm an old fart, you know that. He's busy making memories now that are going to come in handy decades from now.
That's true.
And that's what I got.
Good stuff.
Appreciate it, Pete.
Yeah, because, Steiny, Scheffler didn't diss the game. He's definitely good at it. He's blessed. But I'm not telling you, Steiny, your family comes second to your... Now, some football coaches say Jimmy Johnson, the great Jimmy Johnson, Steiny, said he had to divorce his wife because football became his wife. That's how much he put into it. That was a coach. My point is, Scheffler is just telling you, Steiny, family first. My boy G-Nut, rest in peace. Family over everything. I get it. But are you telling me if somebody missed a game-winning shot, you're not going to, on the drive home, be disappointed? But I'm not saying don't talk to your wife and kiss your kids before they go to bed. But Scheffler's looking for something in his soul that is going to maybe give him better feelings than winning a golf tournament, but he did. And you could say that on every sport, but as a guy with two ears, I don't take that as they don't care.
I would never say they don't care. Of course they care, but what I'm saying is they don't live with it like we do. And here's the other thing about this is what I truly believe. Okay, Ricky Fowler's a golfer. And maybe I should – give me an NBA player. Joel Embiid.
Okay.
Okay. Paul George. They've never won it. Okay? And they've never won it, but they've made $300 million in their career.
Right.
You really think that Paul George and Embiid and guys like that are pining for a ring?
I have to say this.
I do not.
What about Paul George? I'm using him. And Embiid, that almost died in Las Vegas with that leg injury where he wrecked it and they had to cover it. And he had to work his ass off, not only to just come back, but be reminiscent of what he was before the injury.
It was his job.
So my answer for that would be yes, we can't.
Yeah,
like, and I'm not saying you're doing this, Donnie. The wages are the wages.
That's right. And the wages are so high that the reward of winning a title has dropped down.
Kenny, what are you, that was like a great
just,
bar,
it's
Steiny.
It's just not, like, you can be the man and never win it, so they don't, I don't think they worry about it like us.
I think certain people think that way, but I think others don't. I mean, it's funny you mentioned it, though, Steiny, because, like, Barry Bonds, I heard him talking about how when he hit his 500th home run, his dad wanted the bat. He's like, go ahead, take it. I think those guys would care more about if they have sons or daughters that achieve great things. Mm. They care more about that. Not that there are guys who don't, you know, they don't care about money. They want to go and win, and it matters all to them. I think it's person to person.
Could you walk me through real quick, Steiny? Ken, I'm just throwing this to you and Steiny. I don't want to just use injured players, but I love myself for bringing up Paul George and what he had to go through to get back to demonstrate or show you that's a sign, Steiny and Ken, of him loving the game. Like, does that mean anything? Like, that dude came back from a – he ain't the only one.
Well, he had a contractual obligation, you know? Like, here's one – like, okay, this is the way I think of it, and if people out there think I'm wrong, 888-957-9570 – you ask me this a lot. Like, okay, the Warriors haven't done anything in free agency, right? Steiny, what do you think Curry's thinking? Nothing. He's not thinking anything.
Mm.
Like, he's not on pins and needles.
You're wrong there.
Oh, please, Goo. Like, that's, like, this is what I mean. He realizes that's something he can't control. Mike Dunleavy's got to do. Steph Curry's got two more years left in his contract. He's going to attack those 2 years like he attacked the first 17. He's either going to win it or he's not going to win it. But what I'm saying, and I'm not saying it's not important to him, but if he doesn't get it done, okay, he didn't get it done. And they are so much more at peace with that, I think, than fans a lot of times.
Yeah.
Like, they know that if they leave it all out there, that's all they can do.
Okay, let's do this.
And the fact that, you know, the fact that some pundits may say, they can't win the big one.
Right.
So what?
Okay.
In their mind.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. But I made $398 million over my career.
No doubt.
I gave it all I could. I couldn't get it done. And that's like the end of it. There's no bigger story than that.
No doubt. So I'm going to bring up one guy that's in all of our living rooms, and Shaq gives him hell because he hasn't won. But Charles Barkley is great. Okay, he's a Hall of Famer. I think he would trade in, and I could be wrong, his fame on TV for a ring. He doesn't need a ring to be validated. Karl Malone and John Stockton, I could go down the list. My point to you, Steiny, is guys like that, I believe, care and wish like hell, still live their life, enjoy it, that they would have one ring.
I don't think Barkley thinks much about it.
Wow, man. I mean, Kenny, where like, you what, at on what, that real
what,
quick?
What can he do?
I mean, there's nothing he could do now, but Shaq loves reminding him.
And he hates every second of it.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to ask a guy like, ask Ernie Banks, how come he never won a World Series? Ask Mike Trout.
Steiny, I'm not saying they need therapy because they didn't do it. They got the money. But I'm telling you, I believe, and it's just meant like, he wishes like hell he could have got one.
Hey, Steiny, do you think guys get jaded? I think that's the difference.
Of course. Well, that jaded. Counts. Yeah. That means you care.
Who knows? I don't think Barkley loses a lot of sleep over not winning a ring.
I don't want to say it like that, but like it bothers him. He didn't get one.
Here's the other thing. These guys are used to dealing with winning. They're used to dealing with losing. And like, one of the ways Barkley deals with it is he probably doesn't think about it because he's on to the next thing. Like, if this is what I kind of mean, is like, I feel like people talk about Barkley not getting a ring, and it's conversation that's happening outside Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
He doesn't care, and he doesn't hear it. And so if you want to spend time talking about Barkley not winning rings, like, go ahead and do it, but it's just like, Barkley's over it, probably.
But he hears it, Steiny.
It doesn't affect his everyday life.
No, I got you.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you guys think about the priorities of some of today's athletes? Do we take the game home more than the athletes actually take the game home? 888-957-9570. I find this an interesting topic. I hope you do too. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.